The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you,
Lord. The disciples of John approached Jesus and said, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one patches an old cloak with a piece of unshrunken cloth, for its fullness pulls away from the cloak, and the tear gets worse. People do not put new wine into old wineskins, otherwise the skins burst, the wine spills out, and the skins are ruined. Rather, they pour new wine into fresh wineskins, and both are preserved." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, what is it that makes someone holy? Or how does a person become more holy? Our holiness of life is determined by our love for Jesus Christ. The more a person loves him, the holier that person becomes. Now, there are traditional practices in the spiritual life that are to assist us to grow in love for him. But they don't necessarily do that unless the right intention is included, that for which they're supposed to be done. For example, something like fasting, or almsgiving, or similar sorts of things. Let's say a person fasts because I want to be a saint and that's what the saints do. Well, it's not a bad intention, but it's not the best intention. Right? We should fast because, okay, I need to be further purified from an attachment to something so that I can love Jesus Christ better. Or a person can give alms so that people think well of them. Right? It's for the wrong reason. Gosh, I'm doing this because I think it's what our Lord is asking of me and I love him. I'm avoiding sin, not because I want to be perfect, but because it's what our Lord desires of me, and I'm in love with him. And so a person can do these spiritual practices for the wrong reason, and they can hinder someone in the spiritual life. And so our Lord says to the apostles, or the scribes and the Pharisees come to him, the followers of John, "Why aren't your apostles fasting?" Why didn't he have them fast? Not because there's anything wrong with fasting, but because they have the end for which they were seeking. Jesus Christ was present in their midst. And so he wanted them to focus on loving him, developing that relationship. And so to focus on fasting might have actually been a distraction for them. And so the scribes and the Pharisees, why did they follow the law? Not for the end for which the law was given, which is to love God. But they were doing it for the law's sake itself. I'm following the law because the law is good. And so a person can follow the law and not fulfill the end for which it is given. And a Christian can do the same thing. We can live our faith fully. We can follow all of the teachings and not necessarily be transformed in love unless that's the reason for which we are doing it. And so when we take on a spiritual practice, something new, it should always be with that intention. I am doing this because I believe this is going to help me to grow in love for Jesus Christ. And there are times in the spiritual life where we might be doing a practice and we realize, okay, this is not helping me to grow in love right now. I need to set this aside. It's actually a distraction to me. As I was reflecting upon all this, I thought of a quote from Blessed Mother Teresa, where she said, "In the end, we need to surrender all of our own thoughts on how we are going to become holy." She said this, "I need to give up my own desires in the work of my perfection. Even when all goes wrong, and I feel as if I was a ship without a compass, I must give myself completely to Jesus. I must not attempt to control God's action. I must not count the stages in the journey he would have me make. I ask him to make me a saint. Yet I must leave to him the choice of the saintliness itself, and still more, the means which lead to it. And I'll repeat that last part. I ask him to make me a saint. Yet I must leave to him the choice of the saintliness itself, and still more, the means which lead to it.